And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum.
Previously, dear listeners, we were discussing this phrase of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. As you may have been with us, we started discussing about another aspect of fighting against the enemies, which is the enemy of inner self or human souls, which is referred to in our traditions as Jihadul Akbar, or the greater jihad, and Jihadul Nafs, the struggle against the self. Now, in this episode, let us have a look at one of the historical incidents which is worthy of contemplation. When Almighty Allah revealed the chapter Baqarah and orders His apostle to openly declare His repulsion and hatred against the mushrikeen, as the tradition suggests, after this chapter was revealed, the Holy Prophet dispatched one of the companions with it to openly declare the stance of the Muslims against the polytheists. The Holy Quran says, بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى الَّذِينَ عَهَدْتُم مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. This is a declaration of Allah and His Apostle addressed to the polytheist. فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْزِي الْكَافِرِينَ. Travel in the land for 4 months, but know that you cannot thwart Allah, and that Allah shall disgrace the faithless. When the companion of the Holy Prophet was sent, the Almighty Allah reveals to Holy Prophet sallallahu to order the companion to return back and replace him with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Eventually, this is Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is the very epitome of monotheism in its purest form. So he was the one who delivered the message. This incident has so much to reveal for every contemplative. The true meaning of bara'ah can only be shown by someone who has a heart that naturally repels evil and its forces. If one is not successful in removing the subtle forms of shirk from himself, it is impossible for him to be the messenger of this divine announcement, which declares hatred against all kinds of shirk. And this, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, مَنْ لَمْ يُصْلِحْ نَفْسَهُ لَمْ يُصْلِحْ غَيْرَهُ. Whosoever does not reform himself cannot reform other than himself.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So what we conclude is to start with ourselves. This war, this hatred against the enemies of Ahlul Bayt starts from our human soul and our nafs. So a spirit like that of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who enjoys a heart that is extremely attached to the absolute perfection, and he is ultimately detached from the forces of evil and deficiency, such a person would be perfect for conveying the message of Bara' that we discussed in the beginning of this episode. In the beautiful words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we read, أَبَاللَّهُ أَن يُبَلِّغَ عَن مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مِّنْهِ. Allah did not allow that anyone save a man from Muhammad to convey the divine message on his behalf. And this is a very universal truth worthy of reflection. Allah does not permit his message to be conveyed save by the Holy Prophet or a prophet-like heart. The heart which is clean and pure, the heart which has started the war from itself. And since Imam Ali alayhi salam was the best manifestation of the prophetic heart and his soul had defeated the inner forces of evil, he was and he could be the best representative for declaring bara'ah against these polytheists. Not a speck of the smallest kind of shirk ever lurked in the elevated heart of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And never did he bow down to any idol. Of course, it may be asked, if that was the case, why did the Prophet sallallahu give it to the wrong person at first? The insightful scholars understand the reason as an intentional move to reveal that the companion sent in the beginning cannot represent the Holy Prophet even in conveying one chapter of the Holy Quran, let alone shoulder a higher responsibility. And also, it revealed the fact that the heart of conveyor should be in total harmony with what it is conveying. And this condition was not met by the first companion who was told to return back, and he was unfit to convey that message. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.